Hi, Kareen.
Hi, Sari.
I tell you what, we have a really good show off the air, too, as well. Okay. So, guys at BBS, they're amazing with their humor. But so it's another night at Friday night with Angel Coaches, and we're excited to be here. And we got a great show planned. So, why don't you share with everyone what we're doing?
Tonight we're going to be talking about signs from the angels, like numerical signs, because the angels send us signs and messages, you know, in every single way possible. And, you know, in this modern age where numbers are everywhere, that's just another, you know, way that they communicate with us. So tonight we're going to be talking about the different numbers and their meanings and the different combinations of numbers. I'm sure many of you out there, you know, come across the same numbers every day or every other day, and you want to know what those mean, what they mean. And those are actually messages from your angels. So, and they bring them to you repeatedly so that we, learn to pay attention to what they're trying to tell us. So tonight's going to be all about that.
Oh, that's cool. I know. And you and I have gotten a lot of number sequences ourselves, you know, that pop up. I have a specific one that pops up for me. Do you have one for you?
I do. I do. Mine is mine is 1234.
Oh, cool. Okay. What does it mean? What does it mean?
The way that you can interpret, you know, number sequences is you can go about them different ways. You can take the numbers individually and get the meanings from that. Or there are also independent meanings for, you know, triple digit numbers. So for mine is a 4-digit number, and the 1234, you can take it like, you know, the meaning of the number one by itself, which means, the number one is, you know, stay positive. Everything that you're thinking about right now is coming true. And, to be sure that you're only thinking about what you desire, and to give your fears, to God and the angels. And then the sequence 234 stands for, you know, that you have powerful friend or allies helping you, you know, with the angels and the archangels, ascended masters, and they're with you right now helping and guiding you. You can, or you can take it another way, which is take the 1, 2, 3 and then the 4 by itself. And it's, you know, it's basically along the same lines of just like keeping your thoughts positive, and the angels are with you helping you. So I've been seeing that almost every day now for the last year. 6 to 8 months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I have been, we were just chatting a little bit before the show tonight about things that are going on in our lives and changes that are happening and lots of healing and communication. But I got to share this with you because you and I have, we're using a little bit of a different, you know, meanings with the numbers, but they, basically they're all the same, as full of light and love. But you said, watch your thoughts, which is one, and focus on your desires rather than your fears. Okay, that's easier said than done, right? Mm-hmm. And have faith and courage. Your prayers are being answered. That's number two. Or being are manifesting. I like that better. And then the three is you got a lot of ascended masters. They're working with you. Wow. And they've responded to your prayers. And number four, you're going to get married soon. No, I'm just kidding. I just made that up.
I'm like, what book are you looking at? I need that book. I need that book.
Like, yeah, there you go. The women are like, the wedding dress is coming. You know, so it's like, no, that's funny. But yeah, that's number four. The angels are with you. You know, and you can call up on them anytime for help. So, hey, that you can use that for the wedding dress, and the guide. You got the guide. Anyway, that's funny. But, yeah, my number is 444. I've seen that, gosh, since that was given to me back in the early, gosh, I'm telling a little bit how much, no, I don't believe in aging. No, that's right. That's a new thing I've decided to do. No one ever says that at 21, do they? They only say it in their 30s and 40s. So. Anyway, I don't believe in aging. But when I was really going through some challenges and questioning, you know, and I know you had went through this, back in the 90s, whether I should do metaphysical work and or, you know, stay in, you know, what I was doing. And I didn't want to do it. And I go, man, I don't want to do this. I'm really successful about what I'm doing. And so the angels started waking me up at 4:44 in the morning. Every morning I would be getting up at 4:44. And what does your book say 4:44 means? Do you mind me asking? Kareen?
I'm not looking at a book. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can
I
you
can.
hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
good. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of internet problems. So if I cut out or I miss what you're saying, the internet
Don't
connection. So.
worry. It's either me or you, and we're good. So anyway, 444. Do you have that in your book? I've got that in mine. Or
Oh,
your.
I'm not looking at a book, but you have a great book. But 444, that's what is that? Isn't that it's an angelic number. I know that. That means the angels are always around you, right? That you're completely loved and supported and guided by all the heavenly beings, and you have nothing to fear.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's very good. So I'm looking at the book and you're just like tapping in. That's good. I've got the book open. So anyway,
Yeah, no, I need to get the book that you're looking at. It's by Doreen Virtue, right?
right, exactly. She says there's thousands of angels around you. And so at 4:44 every morning or every afternoon, or I'd see it on signs, I go, wow, my angels are really working with me. And at the time, I read a book called The Messengers that he was talking about being woken up at 4:44. I was like, wow, so there's really something to this. And so anytime they want to get a message to me in a clear way, and I may not want to hear it, if you've ever had those moments, then I get the numbers 4:44. So how cool is that,
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. Oh,
Wow, we got
do
our.
you still get them now?
Yeah, I do. Let me tell you, I wanted to buy a car about, I wanted a certain car. And my angels were saying, Therese, it's not time for that car. And I would have dreams about it, get messages from them, and they would talk to me. I could see them. And I said, well, okay, if I'm not supposed to have this car, then let me see the number 444. And so I go to the car dealership, and they had a clock, a big clock outside, and it had 4:44. I was like, darn it,
Wow.
Anna. I was
You're
like,
like, man,
darn
I can't get this car.
it. Yeah, and I'm single, so guys I date, they'll tell me, an angel, it's not good for you, Tree. It's not good for you. So, okay, if it's not good for me, see 4:44, right? I shut my eyes and I open, it's like 4:44. I was like, you're no fun.
Let me see the 444 if he is not good for me.
Yes, exactly. So, that's my little calling card from the angels, so I think that's pretty cool too as well. But there's neat numbers, and we've got a lot of number sequences here. So I know that some people are like, oh, may I share this with you? I have a friend of mine, he's a guy and he's married, and he says, I like to see the number 6 and 8. And I was like, he goes, 6 o'clock in the evening, or 6 o'clock in the morning, or 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the evening. He goes, that means that me and my wife will always be together, and she's always going to owe me one. I'll leave you to figure that one out. But he's a character. Okay, so,
While to get that one for a second there, because I was
I
thinking
know.
about, well, in the Chinese culture, 6 and 8 are very, very auspicious numbers. Actually, the 1, 6, 8, us Chinese, we have our own, numerical meanings, but it all kind of translates to how you say the number in Chinese and what that means. So 6, 8 in Chinese is very lucky. 1, 6, 8,
Oh,
because
wow.
in Chinese it's ilu fa. That means that. Every road you take is fortune, good fortune.
Wow.
So the number 8, I know, and the number 888, spiritually, the spiritual meaning for that is that it's also a very auspicious sign of complete financial support from the universe, and that money is flowing in your direction. And to the Chinese, I mean, if you know any Chinese people out there, you'll see that their telephone numbers always have combinations of eights. You'll see that their license plates always have eights or the 6 8s. That's because eight, when you say that in Chinese, it's fa, and that means luck. So it's
Wow.
funny. I know how the Chinese meaning and the spiritual meaning is the same. I've always found that really interesting.
Wow. So, listen, let me tell you what 8 means in her book. She says, it's financial abundance is coming to you now. How cool is that?
I
So.
know, I know. Yeah, I gotta tell you a story. My aunt, she's all about this. She's like very, she's all into this. And she's got multiple phone numbers in her house and, business lines. And her telephone number is, well, I'm not gonna say the telephone number, but it's all eights. I think she has like a number one in there somewhere, but it's all like eights. And the majority of it is eights everywhere. I mean, I've always laughed about that. And her license plate is her last name with surrounded by 2 eights on either side.
That's really good. And if your aunt's single and not married, Mike's good looking guys to call. And then you can give the number, right? Wow, that's really wonderful. I know a lot of people get seven. Seven's a real spiritual number, Corinne, don't you think?
Yes, yes.
Does it mean anything in the Chinese culture?
No. Okay. It doesn't. Well. It doesn't, you know, but, you know, seven is a very, it's a biblical number, too.
Right.
Yeah. You see sevens, right? I think you were saying you see a lot of sevens.
I do. I see sevens too. It says you're on the right path. Keep up the good work. So, you know, and I know it's a very spiritual number. When you're looking, I think the Kabbalah, that it's a spiritual number there as well. So the Kabbalah, which is the Jewish metaphysical book. I don't know. I'm probably saying this all wrong. I don't want to do that, but I know seven's a real important number. We got a lot of callers, so let's start taking some of them. You want to?
Sure. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. I wish my angels would send me more number eights, if that's the case, yeah, as you just described it. That would be fabulous, but I tend to only get sevens, although I haven't been seeing many numbers popping up as of late. I've been seeing more letters, which is odd. In any event...
Well, letters are always good, especially if they spell money or job, right? That's always what I say. Mm-hmm. Money or work.
It's they're two Z's.
Ah, okay.
Did you say Z or V?
Z.
Z as in like zebra?
Yeah.
That is the number eight. Z is the number
eight. Stop it.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
You're getting 2 8.
Oh, well, you know why that might be then? I'm dyslexic, and numbers have always given me a lot of trouble. Letters I've gotten much better at with. That might be why I'm seeing Z's pop out, like on license plates, and signs and people's names.
Oh, wow.
And just like the sound, like Z.
Wow, there you go. You wanted the number eight, and there you go. You got the number eight.
I want what number eight brings to one's life. that's pretty crazy. But anyway, I have an angel story for you guys.
Oh, please tell, because I know people are really inspired with your stories that you've shared with us in the past, Lindsay. And by the way, Lindsay's 23. Tell a little bit of background about you and then share your story.
I just turned 23. I have an MBA in marketing. I've been unemployed since I finished my degree, but that's okay. I'm still getting that worked out. I am an indigo crystal child. I'm an indigo crystal. I'll have a set of twins in the near future that will be rainbow children. So I'm more than excited about that. I've been working on manifesting my gifts and my abilities for about the past 2 years now, I'd say, give or take, and everything's been going pretty well.
Well, I'm gonna share this story with so people really know who you are. You're a super, super psychic, and Lindsay taps into people so easy. But she uses her angel cards, I think, and and gets guidance from them as well. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. But and I also know that you just feel things about people. You're very empathic, aren't you not? And
When I touch, I can. Unfortunately, I didn't mean to touch one of my boyfriend's friends because there's something about us getting married, and I felt really bad because it was really obvious when I shook his hand that I heard their conversation that I wasn't supposed to. But that's pretty entertaining. It's something I can't always help, but I've been working on that. Diet really seems to help me. If like I want someone's energy to come to me, then I'll say it. Versus if that's helped me better control it versus me just like touching someone or like hugging one of my parents and be like, oh, I wasn't supposed to know that, like type thing.
Wow, there you go, right? Exactly.
When I was little, it was great for Christmas when I was little. I knew I was getting everything by like before Christmas would be there, I could see it.
Aw, that's neat. I like that. So, but share your story. What kind of story have you got? Because it's a beautiful one, and I know it inspired Corinne and I, and I know people that are listening will get a lot out of it.
Yeah. Well, a few days ago, I was out walking my mini Yorkie after having a really frustrating day. I've been trying to find a full-time job in the marketing industry for quite some time now, and I've just been getting really down, really upset, and just the depression just really wants to just creep. And so finally, I went outside. I was walking my dog, trying to, you know, take my mind off of things. And on our way back, I was walking. All of a sudden, I looked down, and I stopped, like, mid-stride. I almost squashed this beautiful caterpillar that was inching along the pavement in the driveway at my boyfriend's complex, just inching and creeping. And it was to the extent I didn't see it when I was walking there. I literally only walked a block or two, and from where this thing was sitting, it was like smack dab in the middle. They don't move that fast. And I ran inside, and I looked up what a caterpillar meant as an animal totem, because they tend to come to an extent, like, where you can't miss them, like they're in your kitchen, or, you know, one of those things. Like, you can't miss that one. And basically, what a caterpillar is, it's an infant stage prior to transformation, and it's basically supposed to teach patience and allow perfect timing, or divine timing, I guess is how we would describe it. It's a preparation period before things really start to pick up and move along. It's supposed to be about resting. That's why I thought disease were connected to it. But resting and passing and going, basically like learning one's lessons before they can fully evolve into that butterfly is what it means. And it just really turned my whole day, and I'd say even the next few days, around for me. It has been more than a struggle this past year for me. And just seeing a sign like that, I had been asking my angels for a while to send me a sign, send me something, send me my dream job. I keep begging for them to do that. And I haven't really been feeling them around me. And I just asked for a sign. And like a few days later, that was when the caterpillar happened. And that's how I knew it was from that. And the fact that I didn't squash it, because I tend to move pretty fast. So I knew it was a message from it. I'm not sure from which angel. I had a feeling it might have been my grandfather, but I just knew my angels had sent me that, trying to reassure me that it's okay and fine. I think I've just been having trouble with divine timing and understanding why I have to wait so long for something that I've been needing so bad for quite some time.
You know what? One of the things that I'm getting to for you is I always think our time is so much better than divine time, God's time, and I'm with you on that. Really work on changing the words of needing and begging, because it's all yours. That's just a message, because you're doing all the work, and it's just sometimes it's hard to recognize that, I think. And I know you said you see sevens, so I'm giving you 777. It's in eights. This is your gift tonight from Corrine and I. You've listened well to your divine guidance and have put the wisdom into fruitful action. You're now reaping the rewards. Your success is inspiring and helping others. So please keep up the good work, because you're doing everything that you need to do. 888, the universe is abundant and generous, and you've learned how to step into the shower of its ever-present flow. Great financial prosperity is yours, and now, and will be in the future as well. Hey, how cool is that?
Oh,
you know, Vinci,
wonderful.
Isn't that beautiful? 888 and the 777s, because you said you're connected to both numbers. So I hope that gives you inspiration, not to mention all the things that you share with us.
Yeah.
Yes, and you share your stories with us and with everybody. Thank you so much, okay? And
also, Lindsay, I was going to say, the amount, you know, when the animal totems come to us, it's, you know, it's good to pay attention to the number of animals that show up for us, whether they be the caterpillar or, you know, I think we had a friend of ours who had like five raccoons. The number that they show up for you is also significant. For you is one caterpillar, and the one stands for staying positive, that everything that you're thinking about right now is coming true. Okay. So you have to be sure that you're only thinking about what you desire, and you kind of release all those fears to God and to the angels. So it's exactly what Sri was just talking about, which is change the need and the begging to the already having and the expecting and the faith and the confidence that you will have everything that you're thinking about that's what the number one stands for. So you had one caterpillar, and then the caterpillar backs up.
Yeah, there you go. Canda, that's a cool animal totem. What a cool number sequence there you've got with the ones in the one by itself. Even better. All right, my dear, we will catch you later. Thank you so much for calling us tonight.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Good night.
She's like so inspirational. I swear, I feel like I walk on air when I talk to her, you know?
So wonderful. Oh, I love all the signs that she's getting. Like that little caterpillar is just wonderful. It's perfect for her. It's all about transformation, going from the caterpillar to the butterfly, all that. And then the eights. Oh, it's just a great message all around.
Animals and numbers. Mm-hmm. If it's okay, before we take Laura's call, I have a daughter. She's a teenager. And I had her when I was a young child. Just kidding. So, she's on a ride.
When you were 10.
And yes, as a child bride, you know, so anyway, really. That she went through a challenging time a few years ago, and she's about 16. And she shared this story with people, so I'm going to share it with you guys and those that are listening. she was really going through a rough time, and she had prayed to the angels and started meditating. She goes, "If you're here for me and going to help me, I would like to see a ladybug." And now Heather said the ladybug also represents Mary, Mother Mary, in the Catholic religion. And she's like me, she's not religious, but she was baptized Catholic. And so she has some of those things with them, some beautiful parts of the Catholic religion. So she says, "I just want to see one ladybug." So her and her dad went running. And when they were running, she, you know, stopped, and he says, "Look over there," and there were hundreds of ladybugs. And she says, "Mommy, to this day, that was a turning point in my life. I never went back, you know, to struggling like she had up until that point." So, like, how cool is that?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, hundreds of ladybugs. So we couldn't get an exact number, but hundreds is always a good number, I think. especially when it has to do with abundance, you know.
Well, hundreds. The one plus the zero is still number one. So
there you go. Exactly. And the number 10 is a good number because it means you can manifest anything. So see, how cool is that? So let's take. I think our next caller is Laura. From San Francisco.
Hello?
Hi, Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we're good. What's your question?
Okay. It sounded weird for a second. I just wanted to kind of get your feedback on a new guy that I met. We've been hanging out a lot for the last week and a half. But then last night he said something kind of weird that... maybe he wasn't ready for a relationship, but he's sure acting like he is. So I don't know if he just got scared or.
What's his first name?
Matt.
Matt. Laura, you're really intuitive. Would I pick up with him? That's just his fear speaking up because you guys are moving really physically close. I'm not even talking about that, but the intimacy of like bonding together. You're feeling that, and so is he. So he needed to say that, but that's not truly how he feels inside, okay? Just go with it. Don't say anything to him and let him, you know, let him go through that, and he'll be fine. But if you push him, he'll walk away. But I don't see that happening. How about you, Kareem? What do you feel? He may step back a little bit.
I feel like two other men around you. I know we're focusing on Matt here, but there's like another guy that's in the background and another one that's like lingering around here. Do you have other men that you are like talking to?
Lately, every time I go out, I'm meeting guys. It's been kind of funny. Okay. It was a years and years of dry spell, and then there's one that lives in Belgium, and I don't know of another one.
Okay, the one that's in Belgium, that one has been around for a while, though, because that one feels like old energy. There's another one that's, like, in the background. He's coming into the picture, so I think he's new. This one's new, because the other one is not the guy. Okay, there's one that's been there for a long time.
Yeah.
He feels like Belgium because he's not here, or he used to live here, or he's been here before, but he's old energy. This one is new, and he's separate from Matt. Because I keep trying to focus on Matt, and this other guy is coming in like fast, fast. It could be like you're going to meet him tomorrow or this weekend or it's like he's coming in fast.
Well, I've got a busy social calendar this weekend, so.
Oh, that's very possible. Okay, Matt, let me just tune him real quick. He is afraid. There's a fear of commitment, fear of his feelings for you, fear of your feelings for him. He is afraid of your feelings for him. Okay. He's afraid of your feelings for him. He's afraid of your feelings for him. Okay, I'm trying to just go deeper. Have you told him, did you have a conversation about how you felt or what you wanted at all? Something about that is scaring him. He does have feelings for you, but he's more afraid of your feelings for him for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why I'm getting that and if that makes any sense at all. But there's something that you maybe said that maybe kind of scared him. He does care for you. It's more of like he needs to go at his pace. So I would go with the flow of this. Let him be the one that takes charge, makes the plans, kind of leads the relationship in the speed and the direction that he's comfortable with it. Because he does care for you. I feel him like kind of facing you, his attention towards you. It's just that then I get from him something that he's afraid of your feelings. He's not afraid of his feelings for you. He's afraid of your feelings for him. I don't understand what that really means. I think it's more like he knows he cares for you. He's afraid of it going too fast than what he's ready for just yet. Because he's not afraid of his own feelings. I'm not getting that. It's like he's afraid of you.
Well,
for
the funny thing is, he's moving at warp speed, I would say.
Like, Corinne, she's mirroring something that he's afraid of within himself. Because, Laura, I don't feel like you've said anything, but what I think that you do, that just be, you know, he may step back, but he's not going to go. Just don't say anything to him if he does. And when he comes back, I don't see him, like, leaving. I just see him taking a step back, breathing in, okay? But
yeah, just don't push.
Yeah, and you're not a pusher anyway, yeah. And you got your other guy coming in having Thanksgiving, Mr. Belgium. Okay, so he looks like he's going to be coming having Thanksgiving with you.
Have we read? Do we know this Laura? The energy feels familiar. Do we know?
Yes, we know Laura. Laura. She's from San Francisco. You not read for her with her.
Oh, before. I didn't know you're from San Francisco. Name. Okay. I thought it was going the San Francisco part threw me because I'm like, I don't know anyone from San Francisco that we've read for. I didn't know you're from. Okay. Oh, this is the guy that's from overseas. Oh God. Oh my goodness. Oh. He's still in the picture. Okay, good.
He's still there.
Corinne, you're so funny. Can you say, I could have had a V8, you know?
I'm telling you, my memory is
can I ask you one other really quick question? I had an interview last week with a nanny physician, and I guess she interviewed about 9 people, and I was her favorite. I was supposed to go back on Thursday for a second to meet the husband, and then the agency called me and said she's having second thoughts about whether or not she's going to go back to work. Intuitively, myself, I feel like she's going to end up calling me in like a few weeks and wanting me to work for her, but I don't know, because it was kind of weird. Like, I was at the top of the list, and then, you know, literally the day before, I get a call saying that she's not sure she's going to go back to work, so she didn't want to go ahead with the second interview.
Okay, the nurse or the doctor, right?
She's a doctor, yeah.
It looks like, okay.
Well, she doesn't work as a doctor anymore, but she was a surgeon. She does some kind of consulting job for... I don't exactly know what the company does.
What I feel with her is there's such a a different time in the energy right now with things that are happening. It looks like she's reconsidering it, but she'll call you. But I think you've got about I like to under promise and over deliver on time. So I think you've got about a two week period, maybe less. Okay, where she'll reconsider and then call you in. Okay.
Okay. So do you still think I'll get the job then?
I do. I think so.
Okay.
How about you, Corinne?
Yeah, you'll get the job.
And there's also another opportunity popping up for you too, Laura. So, you know, it's like you got
really
a lot of love.
The mom a lot. Like, I had a nice connection with her, and the baby was cute as a button.
Well, you're a nurse, and she's a doctor. How cool is that? You know, so.
Well, yeah, I think
anyway.
She likes that about me too, because, you know, she wants the best for her baby.
Well, you can never have, it looks like you got love and money. How many people can say they have a lot of love and a lot of money? That's always good. So, anyway,
and my own job baby would be nice.
Do you have a favorite number that you want us to look up?
Seven has always been my favorite number. I mean, it's the month I'm born, but it's always been my favorite number.
Okay, here's the number seven. You're on the right path. Keep up the good work. How cool is that? Okay. So love and money and the seven and the baby. All that stuff is yours. Right. So.
Not seven babies, though.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Oh, my goodness. Maybe one of them.
Oh, no way. Okay.
I'd cheat
myself,
too.
Well, thank you so much. You both have a great day.
You too.
Bye
now.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Corrine, you cracked me up.
I had no idea that was, I mean, the last time we read for her was, I mean, that was almost like, what was it, 8 months ago, 6 months ago? I didn't know she was from
there.
She's from my state then. Oh, I had no idea. No idea. Oh, my goodness. We haven't talked to her since, you know, it was like 6 or 8 months ago. No wonder, because I was like, this energy feels so familiar. But, you know me, I have the worst memory ever possible. Even if I knew she was from San Francisco before, I probably would have forgotten it anyway.
You're so funny. You're like a little girl on Christmas. Hi, Laura. I was like,
Oh, my goodness. All right. You want to take another call? We've got Kimberly from Key Largo.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool. Hi, Kim. Is she still there?
Kim?
The gang's not. She's not here.
All right, we'll go to the next caller, and hopefully we'll get her back on the line. Then we've got Kelly from San Diego.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm currently looking for work, and I wanted to know if you can see anything happening in that area soon.
Corrine, you go ahead first because I'm tapping into some stuff here, if that's okay, if you're comfortable with that.
I'm getting winter, and I was just looking at the months as you were talking here, October, November, December, January, February, March. It feels like it's towards the end of winter, October, November. I'm just looking at the months really quickly here, October, November, December, November, December, November, December, November, December. Feels like November, December. You're going to get something. I'm also getting the number three. Have you been sending your resume out? It feels like you're going to get three responses. One of them is not. It does not feel like it's the right fit. You're going to know that one right away because it has a very, very light energy around it. Doesn't feel like it's a good fit at all. The other two are very, very promising. Feels like I don't know why this number three and then the one is not the one you want. Two, those two are promising. November, December is what I'm getting for you. Work, writing, administrative. Feels like it's administrative, computer. Feels like something that you're sitting at a desk in. November, December. I'm not exactly sure what kind of work you do. It feels like you're sitting at a desk, though. It feels administrative. I don't know. I can't quite pinpoint this. It feels like
you're
sitting
at
a desk. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's what I feel with you, Kelly. What do you do now?
Yeah, I was going to try and help that out there.
Okay.
I'm actually an actress / writer.
I see you as a writer. Mm-hmm. A writer. That's what I get. Writing was so strong. I'm not seeing the actress right now. What I see is the writing. Okay. And I'm not sure how that plays out. You know, maybe it will lead into acting, but I feel you're writing. Okay. Maybe you're, you know, working at a, and a Corrine used to work for a movie studio and got to do a lot of stuff like Corrine. So, you know, I don't know what that means for you, but, it looks like there's something with writing a whole new showing up for you, a whole new way of life. I'm going to say it like that. Okay. So, and where you can make money. Although you don't feel like you're, some people have to, they're really struggling. It doesn't feel like you're really struggling and maybe it's just your belief, you know, and that's what's paying off, you know?
Yeah. Both of those things materially have been okay. And mentally have been okay. So,
Yeah, but it looks like you're writing. That's what I feel. And it could turn into acting. And the other thing that I feel with you is that it feels like there's an interview coming this month, maybe one or two. I'm not sure about the number. She was real clear about that. I just got that it was such a different career for you, and it's time for change. But November, December, you'll have it all together. Okay, so and be able to, nothing like making money for what you love to do. Working from passion is always good, right?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that, I like doing both things, actually, but I've never actually made a living as a writer, so that would be something new.
You should really start blogging about things that you think that are important and writing a blog, how to work from passion, finding your passion, doing what you love. And loving what you do. That's cool. Doing what you love and loving what you do. So anyway, I don't know where that came from. You know what they say, sometimes an empty vessel. Anyway, I'm teasing for myself, actually. Do you have any other questions that you want to ask?
Well, is there anything that I need to do to
just
help facilitate that?
I'm just getting that you really need to be, and I think that you're doing what you need to do. You feel so relaxed and easy. There's not desperation about you, and that's probably the most important thing. What's your favorite number?
Well, 8, but I know what it means. And I also feel like it means infinity, so I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Financial abundance is coming to you now, so that means somebody's going to pay a lot of money for your work or your writing. So, anyway, don't worry, I write. Yeah, that's cool. Anyway,
good luck.
I'm sorry. But you've got
What kind of things are you writing? Are you writing screenplays or scripts or
exactly? You're writing a script.
Okay, mm-hmm. What am I seeing here? And this dog keeps popping in the picture. I don't understand what the dog is doing, but there's a dog here. But there's a screenplay script. I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, I have a couple of dogs sitting right next to me right now. I don't know if
okay,
on them.
There is the screenplay script something. I was trying to see if I could get the subject of it to see where this is going to go, but there's something with this. It also seems like you can do some kind of in addition to writing your screenplay and your scripts, there's some kind of supportive writing that will help this. And I'm not exactly sure because I'm seeing like two different kinds of writing. Like you're writing the work, which is the screenplay or the script, and then there's like a separate writing on the side that will help you get inspiration. Or it's an idea that's going to come from that. I don't know, like journaling or something, because I see two sets of writing. I'm not exactly sure.
I think I understand what you mean. I think it is going to be journaling.
Okay. Because there's two sets of writing here that are tied together. So continue to do that. And I think you're going to get something from that, because I'm seeing they're equally mutually. It's like the second set of writing that I'm seeing is really the energy is connected to the actual script that you're writing. Somehow you're going to get something.
Yeah, because I get inspired and it's intuitive when I do journaling, and that usually triggers like an idea. So I understand.
Wonderful. Keep doing that. There's some kind of like a light bulb that's going to happen here. Like, it's a wonderful magical idea that's going to come from this.
Oh wow.
Okay. Kelly, I have to share this with you. Archangel Raziel is saying, I'm with you, as well as Archangel Gabriel. There is something about your writing that the screenplay that you will write is something about symbols. I don't know what he's trying to show me. Symbols and esoteric info that he's going to give you that you can make a little bit of money, but a lot of money. It will put you on the map. Okay? So, Archangel Raziel. Just see, look him up. Google him, okay? Or, and then Archangel Gabriel, okay? But he says there's esoteric information that he wants to give you, okay? To help you with your writing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to meditate on that. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And let us know. We want to come to your audition. Not your audition. We want to come to your opening. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you.
You feel very familiar, too. Have you called the show before, too? Or have we spoken?
Yes, I have. I've called like a month ago.
Oh, okay, no wonder. Because I'm thinking I'm going crazy here. I'm like, this feels so familiar.
Sounds sincere.
Oh, my goodness. Because I'm like, the whole thing's coming to me again. And it feels just like, it's just all being laid out. Like I've read it before. Yet you're on the right okay, no wonder. I was like, this, I feel like I'm like, this is deja vu. Like I'm repeating myself again. Okay, I'm not crazy then. I'm not crazy.
And yeah, like she doesn't really remember. It's so funny.
I really don't. I'm so sorry. But the energy, I told Tori the other day, I said, my memory is so poor and I got to just, you know, stop making myself feel so bad that I can't remember anything. I just read the energy. I'm just going to stick with that. So your energy feels familiar. You're on the right path. Yeah. Yeah. Because the writing.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Confirmation. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And yeah, meditation. Yeah. Something meditation. You got to do meditation.
Listen, another thing too is luminescence.com. They've got something on there like a CD or an MP3 file that you can download. It's about if you want to be a writer, getting the perfect writing for you, or you know, channeling this information or getting the information, removing the blocks. You should really check that out. Luminescence.com. And it's like $11 or $12, I think, not very expensive at all. So check it out, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Thank
you're
you
very
for your
welcome.
Help.
Just popped in. Yeah, just popped in my vision there. So clairvoyant vision. So luminescence.com. They'll give you. It's a great MP3 file. They've got so much on there anyway. But that's something that your angels gave me for you. Anyway, have a great night. Okay.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
Bye. That's Kareen, you're so funny.
It always hit, you know, because I have the worst memory. But when I'm telling you right now, it's like I gotta just come to terms with the fact that my memory is so bad that I have to just stick with when I'm reading the energy. So that's why it comes to me later, because when I'm reading the energy, I'm like, wait a second, it's coming back, and then it's almost as if I'm like reading the same book again. So then there's that familiar like deja vu feeling, and I'm like, wait a second, she feels like we've read for her before. I don't mean to sound crazy. It's just, you know, but you probably knew from the get-go, your memory is so good. You're like, oh, we read for her. I know her.
I remember her energy, but I couldn't remember like all the details of her stuff. You know what I mean? So then I said, okay, I remember her. And then I go, show me the information. You know what I mean? But what I remember most about her, and this is true for any of us, when we want something so bad, and we just like, then we feel like we're never going to get it, so that's a roadblock in itself. And she's like, it's like, hey, yeah, I want to write, I want to act, I want to do all this. And she's just easygoing and laid back about it and not desperate. Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, I remember this energy, you know, because I thought that was such a joy to work with. Because most of the time, including myself in this situation, and I know you have felt the same way, we get so stressed that it's never going to happen. And how do we make it happen? And we keep saying, I want it. I know the angels are going to give it to us, or to you, or to me, or to whoever. And we put all these blocks up because we have so much doubt. This is one of the few people that I've seen that just says, hey, I'm trusting in the process. Is there anything I need to do? And for her, it's just really about being what she does such a wonderful job for, as we all can do to make things happen for ourselves. You know what I mean? So that's
right,
what I feel as well.
Yeah,
so.
It's like, you know, instead of making it a need, like I need to write, I need to act, hers is just a desire. It's a desire and an anticipation of that happening. And that's just so key, because when you tap into her energy, it's just so free flowing. She's allowing it, there's no resistance. It's like, you can just go, that's why she's such a pleasure to read for. You just step right in and you read it and you know, so she's in the moment of expecting, anticipating, desiring, wishing.
Right.
Versus the need and the want, and then which we all struggle with. So she's in a really, really good place.
Well, I thought that was really cool that Archangel Raziel came and says, I'm talking to her, just tell her I'm bringing her symbols. So I think that you can ask for his help if you want to see number sequences. Show me a number sequence that is made for me. I think that's really, cool. So, tell me something. Have you got any other numbers that you've got questions about, or any Chinese numbers that mean good luck? I know the dragonfly means good luck. Does any of them mean good love? You got a boyfriend coming? So
No, I know. There's no, Chinese are all about good luck, good fortune, right? Good luck, good fortune. So, you know, the number 168-888, any kind of, you know, any other number with the number 8 is all good luck to the Chinese people. That's always made me laugh. I've always thought that was such a funny thing. They're obsessed. You know, we're here where I live in Los Angeles, there's a huge Asian population, and there's 8s everywhere. You'll see, like, businesses in downtown LA, they'll throw a number 8 in with their name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's everywhere. License plates have number 8s everywhere. So, you know, and the angels, you know, it's also important to pay attention to license plates or billboards or things like that. That's another way that the angels will kind of maneuver a car to go in front of you that has a license plate number on there that's meant to be a specific message just for you, or a billboard, or, someone's telephone number. Anything like that. We're talking about numbers here, but Yeah. So, like what Lindsay was saying, for her, it's the letter, and the letters all correspond to numbers too. So that, I thought that was really interesting that she wanted an 8, she got a Z, and that was an 8.
That is so cool. How did you know that? Is that something in the Chinese culture? I guess it is. Right?
No. That's just like the letters associated to, it's like numerology. Numerology.
Okay.
You know how, yeah. So, like, you know, when you can, like what you just did the other day, is when you calculate out the numbers in a person's name or your business.
Right.
They all correspond to a certain number, and the Z corresponds to 8.
It's with the 8. Okay. Oh. I gotcha. Gotcha. Yes. Okay. 8. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Because each letter represents a number.
Right.
You know, so, too.
Right.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I did that, and it's always good when I had angel coaches, or when we did. Let me put it back up a minute because I'm stuttering here. Sorry about that, because I'm excited when I share the story. Angel coaches, the name angel coaches was given to me, right? And I remember doing the numerology, and I was like, oh, this is great numerology, because if the angels just gave it to me one night, one day I was sitting in front of the computer, and then I told you about it, and you're like, yeah, let's do it. And but I remember doing the numerology with it, and the numerology is really strong and very powerful too as well. So and when you do your name, I've had friends of mine that have done their name name numerology and using the numbers, and they're like, wow, my mom definitely knew what I was going to be, you know what I mean? So it's amazing.
Wow.
How that accurate that is too as well.
I,
so
I know that's my sister, my niece, actually, she did numerology on my niece's name, specifically so that she could find a name that would equate to someone that is powerful and famous fame and fortune is what she how she chose my niece's name. So <Maya. laughs>
I like that. Yeah.
You know my sister. You know of my sister. So, you know, so it's very befitting of her. So, I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, a lot of people do. You know, it's interesting to kind of, even if your parents weren't, didn't study numerology, it's interesting to kind of calculate out your own name and to see what number yours equates to.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, on some soul level, we all get it. You know what I mean? Even though we don't remember that when we get here. But I know my mom and my dad, I was like, how did they figure this out? You know, because when I did my numerology on my name as well. But, you know, a lot of people see 333 because I just got a text, and they said that they had a hard time getting through here. So I'm going to read what 333 means. 333, you've merged with the Ascended Masters, and they're working with you day and night. On many levels, and they love, guide, and protect you in all ways. Oh, that's cool. In 333,
right.
You know,
completely surrounded and protected and loved and guided by the angels. That's wonderful.
Right. Well, you know, we've got something coming up next week or next month, November 11/11/11. So, have you heard any thoughts about what that number means or anything about it? It's a powerful one. What's your thoughts on it, Corinne? I'm asking you, and we haven't even talked about this.
11/11, that's like a very, very important message. It means that your thoughts are manifesting instantly, so you've got to keep your mindset focused on your desires. and to stay positive, and that what you are thinking about, you are actually in the process of creating. Am I right? Am I right about that?
Yeah. Well, you are. Yes, you are. And they think that 11-11-11 is a super powerful day where humanity really does do a shift change where they can manifest a lot quicker. Maybe not, because I think we manifest quick now. You know, with it, that's the reason why we've got to always be careful with our thoughts. But it's on that particular day, I think that we're doing that already, but we go through a real shift change where we're realizing who we are and who our creator is, and that we create everything that we experience. So 11-11-11 is a great day for all of us, I think. When I'm looking in my book here, and this book is by Doreen Virtue, she says an energetic gateway has opened up for you. You said the same thing. Rapidly manifesting your thoughts into reality. Choose your thoughts wisely at this time, ensuring that they match your desires. Don't put any energy into thinking about fears at all. Unless you manifest them. Sorry. So if you think about your fears, that's what's going to happen. So I think. All right. Could you imagine what your exes would look like? Right. Yeah. Right. But anyway. And then you have. You know, we talked about that before, though, too, because we're getting ready to, we've got a few more minutes, but manifesting, you got to be careful what you think about, what you manifest, and so if it means using numerology or the number sequences, ask your angels for numbers, to help you find love, to help you have abundance, you know what I mean? Heart abundance, financial abundance. I know Glennis McKay, I think is her last name. She does a lot with that, and she says that number sequences, when you say them in, with mantras, you know, 888, 888, or whatever it is, she goes, it makes things happen quicker. Do you believe in that? How do you feel about that?
Wow, so you're saying that no matter what, if you're saying a mantra to incorporate any kind of number sequence to kind of assist in manifesting what you desire.
Yeah. Oh. I'm thinking, so let's say that you want to manifest love, right? Or, you know, you want to manifest seeing your angels or working with your angels or prosperity. So you're asking for the number sequence that you want to see. So, you know, you've got an easy one, 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got an easy one, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. So, you know, when you say that, then what it does is it really helps you manifest quicker what you're looking to do. I don't know. I think it was her, but she was real. I really enjoyed listening to her with that idea. But you know, you can use it. So maybe the best thing it does, and I'm not sure if it's the actual number sequence, but maybe it just changes the way you think inside your head, which we talked about that before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like changing the tapes, changing the records, where you're more open to receiving. You know,
right. Right. And I think you can also be specific with your angels too. If you're not sure that if you're coming across some kind of number sequences or repeated numbers and you're not exactly sure if they are messages from your angels, you can just ask them to show it to you again. And they will, because if you didn't get it the first time, they will make it very obvious the next time. And you can be specific. You can say, you know what, I'm not quite sure if this was a sign for me, but I really need to see the number sequence, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Right.
And they'll bring that to you, you know, because that's probably a difficult number to come across, but you can absolutely, ask for those messages and they'll give it to you. Or if you keep saying, you know, like for you 444 and you're not quite sure, ask to see it again and you absolutely will.
It's a great way for your angels to connect with you. Well, I think we're just about out of time. So we've got about another minute left. One of the things that I wanted to say is if you go to angelcoaches.com, we have a free manifesting call on Tuesday night at 9:30 East Coast time, and we've got lots of classes coming up too as well, and we've got a new group starting. Do you want to share with everybody about the group that our class that we're starting, or if you feel comfortable with that?
Sure, yeah. We've got a new group that's starting very soon, the next couple of weeks, and it's a workshop for the parents of indigo crystal rainbow children, as well as the, indigo crystal parents themselves. And I know a lot of you out there that have the these special children and your own special gifts. It's a workshop that will really help you to nurture the gifts within your little ones and also help develop your own spiritual gifts too, as well as you work together with your children. So that's kind of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're really excited about that because we're putting a lot of effort in that to really create some great things for all those Indigo Crystal Rainbow parents and children. And so if you, you know, one thing before we close, if you say the numbers that you like, the sequence, it doesn't have any emotions attached to it. So that's probably a really good thing too as well. So you can say the 444, the 888, and that's about abundance and your angels and your ascended masters with you. But you're not thinking that you're not seeing them and that they're not giving you prosperity. You're just saying the numbers that hold prosperity and there's no emotion attached to it. So I think
like
that's pretty
cool. I'll be saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I look like a crazy person as I'm walking. It's like I'm counting. I'm just counting to myself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Gosh, darn, I got to start over again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I know. But I like that. I'm going to try that. Maybe quietly under my breath.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to say goodnight. So goodnight, everybody, and thank you for listening.
Goodnight.